Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get Him is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Miserable Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on this Power Monday, the 1st of August. That's right, baby. Smack dab in the middle of the summer. Some people say that it's the end of the summer, but I think that it's right there in the middle. I mean, we've only had summer for 6 weeks and barely that. Yeah, no. All right. So. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we're talking about ratchet, intelligent, and successful. Who do y'all know? Who comes to your mind when you think about those three things? Having those three things in common. Ratchet, number one, because we're talking about somebody who uses slang a lot. We're talking about somebody who is loud and boisterous. We're talking about somebody who might bring attention to themselves all the time, even if they're not trying to do it. You know, people who pronounce words wrong use a lot of slang. Little may you think about it, But they bring attention to themselves because people who use the words correctly and don't speak a lot of slang, you know, look at them curiously like, why did you say that like that? Like, you mean to tell me you graduated high school, got good grades, went to college, graduated college, got good grades, went and got a master's degree. And you still say words like screet and scrimp or scrimps. Like, there's no way you can really justify that, except that, you know, it's almost like sometimes people invite people in to correct them so they can check them. Do y'all know anybody like that? Do you know anybody who purposely does things wrong just so they can catch people out there trying to play them and so they can check them? You know, some people like to really show how smart they are as a challenge. I'm sure you know some people who do it. I definitely know some people who do it. But when we're talking about ratchet, intelligent, and successful, we're talking about the type of person that will, like I said, I don't care if they never went to college. We're talking about people who have the skills to pay the bills and not just by busting their ass with two or three jobs. I'm talking about they always had a plan. They always had a skill. They always had a profession. They always had a way to make some money when nobody else did. They always made more money than everybody else. They was always that prodigy in the family. Never broke. Always fly. But always talking about scrimps. Always talking about going across the street. Always talking about, that's copacetic. A lot of people say copacetic. But when you go to look up the word, it's spelled C-O-P-A-S-E-T-I-C. It's copacetic. But we'd be like, copacetic, because it kind of feels better to say copacetic than copacetic, but only because somebody who didn't know how to say copacetic introduced it to you as copacetic, and even after you learn how to say it right, you still says copacetic. Everything copacetic, baby. But, like I said, ratchet, intelligent, and successful. So we're talking about the person that never struggled with their car note. Somebody that always had the fly apartment or the nice house. Somebody that always had the jewelry. Somebody who always had a pocket full of money. Somebody who was always going on vacation. Somebody who always had enough money for whatever they wanted. And even when they complained about having money, they was complaining about having the kind of money that they're used to, not the kind of money that everybody else is used to. You know what I mean? But they was ratchet. They was ratchet. They was loud. They was crazy. They got in trouble a lot. Some of them, you know, they were definitely their own person. They were their own brand. You couldn't copy them if you want to. Like, you could copy them, like mimic them and mock them the way they talk and stuff like that. But what you couldn't mimic, what you couldn't mock, is their success. What you couldn't mimic and what you couldn't mock is their swag. What you couldn't mimic is what you couldn't mock is their ability to shine and to persevere through adversity. That's what you couldn't do. So if you was hating, what you did was hate on the way that they talk. Well, good for you. Some of those people would chop you up if you corrected them. Like, I know how to say it and I know how to spell it. Well, why are you saying it wrong? Because I can and I want to and I do. But since you interviewing people about the way they do things, how come you don't make no money? How come you don't know your child's shoe size? As a matter of fact, come on, you got three kids. What are their shoe sizes? Real quick. Yeah, we know why you don't know their shoe sizes, because you don't buy none of them. You want to be over here talking about the way I talk. You want to be over here talking about the way I do things. But it seems to me like you got a lot of work to do. Yeah. Ratchet, intelligent, and successful. Sometimes they were drinkers and smokers. Sometimes they wasn't. A lot of times they were. Like to party a little bit, turn up, have a little fun. You know, there's something special about the person who has everything that they need to be bougie, but does not embrace the bougie. They reject the bougie. Then you have the person who really doesn't have what it takes to be bougie, but tries to be bougie. You know, I'm not trying to diss nobody, but I'm talking about the person that don't really have no friends, ain't got a pot to piss in, a window to throw it out of, and a friend to talk about it to. But every time you turn around, they trying to tell somebody what they should do or how they should do it or what they did wrong. And you looking at them like I appreciate your inquiry. I do. I appreciate your inquiry, but I only take advice from people who got something. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought I saw a putty tat. I did. I thought I saw a putty tat. Okay. So we all know this type of person. We all know the type of person that I'm trying to describe. You know that's your cousin. That's your older sister. Or the middle sister. You know how the middle child is always on some other shit, some extra shit, some different shit. You know what I'm saying? But this might have been the one that no matter what, they always make it through. They always look good. They always make it work. But they ratchet. Straight ratchet. Shoot. Some of us have ratchet bosses. Sometimes they get on our nerves. Sometimes they're a little bit of fun, but a lot of times, you know, getting on your nerves. Like, yo, why you got to act like that all the time? How did you get hired? And then you find out that they got these degrees and shit like that. You're like, but they still dumb. But they not really dumb. But it might be your favorite coworker at work. Your favorite coworker at work that has all this residual income. They work at your job, but they make more money than your boss and everybody else. Like, how do they afford a Benz late model? How do they afford a late model Benz working at this job with this salary? It ain't possible. But it's possible for them. You know why? Because they sell things. They bring things into the job to sell. You know, they do five links, all kinds of mid-level marketing of schemes, pyramid schemes. They actually make money off of this shit. They be in and out of stuff all the time. You got a way to make money. They got a way to make more. So They're good at marketing themselves, but they might just straight be ratchet. You know what I mean? You ever work with somebody that brings in? You ever work with somebody that brings in some questionable things for lunch? You ever work with somebody that bring in some pig feet or some shit like that for lunch? You're like, yo, you cannot bring that in. You can't bring chitlins in for lunch. Like, this chick about to make every black person at this job look bad. They done brought chitlins in for... You can't do that. You can't do that. Like, yo, man, yo, you drawing. You not doing the right thing here. They like, well, I like to eat this, so I'm eating this. Well, you can't be fired for bringing in pickled pig's feet for lunch. You can't. It's not against company rules that you eat this ghetto, this country ghetto shit. You know what I mean? With all the black people looking at her like, man, this ain't right. This ain't right. You done set us back. You done set us back 75 years at this job. I can guarantee you ain't no black person going to get hired for the next 5 years because of you. Bringing in some damn hog maws rice, bringing in some damn hog maws rice and gravy. This is a corporate job. Now look, I haven't eaten pork voluntarily since 1989. But hog maws are good as shit. Look. I eat turkey butts to substitute for hog maws. But I remember what hog maws taste like. Which is good, mom. But you know, anytime you bring anything with pork in it, pork funks up the place. Sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. It's a good way when it's like bacon. You know, people love the smell of bacon. But pork is one of those things that you can definitely go too far with. But it is what it is. If you have a coworker at the job, if you have a coworker who eats ratchet meals, like they unapologetic. Like in the city of Philadelphia, you don't have a whole lot of people who eat pork anymore. Not a whole lot of black people. Most black people don't eat pork. Like if you have a cookout in Philly and you serve pork without telling nobody, it's going to be a problem. Because more than likely, one third of the people that are at the cookout don't eat pork. You know what I'm saying? In this city, we swore off the hog a long time ago. Other cities, I don't know. I can't speak for it. But I know when I go see my family up in Milwaukee, everybody eats pork. Like, because I don't eat pork, they'd be like, well, what do you eat? I'm like, you know there's other meat besides pork. Y'all heard of chicken, right? They're like, oh, yeah, right. I was like, y'all heard of beef? You know, steak? Oh, yeah, okay. And I'm dead serious. My auntie was like, you know, every time you come to town, oh, you know, I'll be trying to figure out what we're going to make for you. I'm like, auntie, this is easy, easy peasy. She's like, not on our grill, it ain't. And that's a funny thing. Most of my aunties, they all pronounce shit wrong. They very country. But they all did good in school. They always got good grades. All of them. You know, like, my grandmother ain't play. You wasn't bringing no bad grades up in the crib from school. My mom. Yeah. My mom. You know, my mom is somewhere, like, she bougie ghetto. But she definitely has some ratchet qualities. Absolutely. My mom pronounces shit wrong. Oh, you know what she called COVID-19? COVID. I'd be like, Mom, when did it become, what is COVID? She done made up a, she done, it's COVID for short. And she says that shit like it ain't nothing. Kobe. I'm not trying to get Kobe. Such and such had Kobe. They can't come over here. I don't want no Kobe. And I'm like, Mom, it's COVID. COVID, it don't matter. Kobe. I run around here saying Kobe. Yo, they going to grind me up. Everybody I know, they going to get me if I say Kobe. But she can say Kobe. For years, I was driving without a license because my license was suspended. So I had to get my license back. For years, my mom used to be like, you got to get them license. I'm like, you got to get what? You got to get them license. Whose license? You got to get them license, Omar. I'm going to let you drive my car, but you got to get them license. So I'd rather you have my car because my car has all its papers straight. But, you know, you got to work on getting them licensed. Not getting your license, them licensed. I'm dead serious. I swear to God, I used to be like, once I finally got my license, she stopped saying them licensed. Right hand to God. Once I finally got my license straight, she stopped saying them license. For the whole 10 years. Okay. 9 years. From 2010 to 2019. For the whole 9 years, she said them license. I think she was saying it like that to piss me off. Like, let me get this shit. TK, right, says, someone you know from the hood who are smart enough to get corporate jobs, but not smart enough to dial the ratchet back. Is it voluntary or is that really their MO? That's what you have to try to figure out, T. Carey, right? What up, Stacey White? Good to see me, some you. T. Carey, right, says, I worked with a girl like that. Do not correct her if you're broke. She gonna break out the blade and start cutting you up. Your family history, your money, your financial status, your kids who funny looking, how many baby fathers you got. And don't let you be single. Can't find a man or can't hold or can't keep a man. Yeah. TK Wright says, they sell platters, paparazzi, adult toys at work during lunch. Yes, they do. Meanwhile, they're the top accountants at the firm. Residual income, baby. Getting that money. Guap stars. Bringing it all to the fat bag. You know when you pop open that Tupperware, well, Rubbermaid nowadays, you know what I mean? And that pork smell fill the room. It's like, what we doing? What we doing? Yeah. Stacey White says, I love my bacon. Okay. TK Wright says, there's a lot of black and white people who don't eat pork in Philadelphia. I'm telling you. I don't know how many white people don't eat pork, but I know this. I don't hear a lot of white people bitching if there's no pork. In other places in the United States, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. But we have a really, really a large Muslim population in the city, and they have an impact. They've made an impact on what we eat. Simple as that. I mean, you can deny it all you want, but that's what it is.
all the black people in this city have been Muslim at some point. They might not have stayed that way. They might have converted back or never really converted to Islam, but they was following the principle. All the black people in Philly have been Muslim at some point. Yo, and that sounds crazy, but it's damn near true. I swear. Yo, I tell you what, there ain't going to be a family. There's not a black family that I can think about in this city where at least one family member hasn't broke from Christianity and became a Muslim. Now, they might not be able to come around their grandmother. They might have to wait until their grandmother die in order to come around garbed up and all that. But at some point, they were screaming, "Assalamu alaikum." Real shit. All right. Stacey White says, "My mother always pronounces things wrong. She will mess the name up in a minute." I know how it be. I do. T. Gary Wright says, my mother says loved it and other similar. Yeah. Liked it. I liked it. I liked it such and such. They was cool. Loved it, liked it, loved it, liked it, loved it, liked it, loved it, liked it. I liked it, him. They all right with me. I liked it. I liked it, that. That's where it's at. I said, I liked it. No, I don't mean I liked it. I mean, I liked it. I liked it. Gary Wright says, the smell of bacon is... So you say. It's 90% true. I'm telling you. This is, man, listen. He says, somebody in the family is or was a Muslim here. Guaranteed. Here, somebody in the family has went and basically broke from the camp, the church camp, and did it unapologetically. Yeah, I'm a Muslim. You know what I mean? All praise is due to Allah, and y'all just don't understand. And blah 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 blah. But even the ones that may have converted to Islam, all of that discipline that it's supposed to take to be a Muslim, and you're still ratchet as all hell. So a lot of times when you think about Orthodox Muslims, you think about them doing everything right because it takes so much discipline, reading, studying, and stringent rules in order to be an Orthodox Muslim, a Sunni Muslim, right? Not in this city. They'd be ratchet as hell, but they might still have them skills to pay the bills. You know, shout out to all the Muslimas. Shout out to all the Muslimas in Philadelphia with the designer garb, with the designer kimar, with the design. I mean, I didn't know that you were supposed to look fly covering everything, but they be doing it. And they be about that money. You know what I mean? I know Muslims, they bought their paper all day. That's why they like, look, my gear, my Muslim gear got to be straight. And yeah, I am looking for a husband, but he going to have his money straight or, you know, it's just going to be me and Allah. I said me and Allah, all praise due to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, assalam. Yeah. Anyway. Gary Wright says, ain't nothing like a dynamic religious leader who is still ratchet. You mean like the like the pastor who got robbed for $400,000 worth of jewelry a couple of weeks ago? Or you mean something different? Brooklyn, Brooklyn. All right. Well, yeah. Yeah. Ratchet, intelligent, and successful. You know, it's hard to tell somebody who's making good money that they ain't shit. Especially if you don't make more money than they do. Love it or hate it? Love it or hate it? It takes hard work and planning and skill in order to make good money out here. So the people who do it have self-esteem that at least equals that much. So all your correcting them when they talk or when they post things online or when they write text messages, they don't give a shit. Or maybe they do give a shit, but they're going to come off like they don't. And they're going to tell you that they don't. Like, so what? I know the right way to write it. I don't have to waste the right way to write it on you. With you, I'm just getting my point across. So hopefully I got my point across. I think I got something across since you talking about it so much. If you were such a scholar, how come you can't make a dollar? If you such a smarty, why your kids gotta have shoes from Payless then? And Payless closed down years ago. So yeah, it's a phenomenon. Now the thing is, this might be you. Think about yourself. You might work at have a decent job. Residual income, you know, you working it out, doing the damn thing. But think about the way you pronounce things. Think about the slangs that you use. Think about the way that you do things. Is it always 100% on the level? Do you always go by the book? Do you? Do you? Hey, yo, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. And we're talking about ratchet, intelligent, and successful. Now, a lot of people don't want to accept people who are ratchet as being intelligent. I mean, they ain't smart like all of that. That's some of the things that people will say. But it's not always true. The way you talk doesn't always, well, first of all, intelligence means learning ability. That's what intelligence means. It's your learning ability. Your ability to be able to learn things, pick up things, understand things, comprehend things. So you never know how much a person really can understand and retain. But sometimes you can get a pretty good sense of it by watching how they do things, seeing how they remember things, seeing how they obviously have processed information that you have given them by the things that they're doing with it. So they may not be polished in that. They always are refined in the way that they talk and the way that they act and things like that. But they may have it totally going on otherwise. They may know exactly how to get their timing down, when to say things, when to do things, when to strike, when to ask. And so while you bitching about the way they pronounce words, they stacking money. They may be successful in their personal lives too. You know, people love, there's something cute about some ratchet people. I think that people expect good-looking people to not be ratchet, and a lot of times they are. So you're a little pretty ratchet, John. Handsome ratchet dude. Straight ghetto boy. Can't help it. Maybe can help it, but it seems, I'm like, well, if he could help it so much, he would probably be helping it. But he ain't helping it, so maybe he can't help it. Couldn't help it if I wanted to. Couldn't help it if I, okay. It be like that sometimes. Ratchet, intelligent, and successful. Your supervisor, your manager at the job. How the hell did they become, you know, at the end of the day, they are a pretty good manager. They always seem to come up with ways to be able to run things at work in a way that goes smoothly and it works out. They know how to talk to people. People may be put off by the way that you address them, but this ratchet manager you have, they kind of know how to communicate with the subordinates and upper management. They got it going on. And you're wondering how. Oh, boy. I don't know. Listen, I'm going to go out on a limb saying this, but I definitely mean it because I've seen it. Corporate white people love the ratchet black people at work. First, I thought they just like them because it's like a minstrel show. That ain't it. They invite think about it. White people will talk to the most ratchet person at your job. Because although the black ratchets are ratchet, they know how to talk to white people and black people, even though they don't really dumb it down. And maybe it's that authenticity. Maybe it's that purity and personality. And they be inviting them to their off work functions. Oh yeah, well I'm getting married. Or my daughter's having this thing, and, you know, I'd really like to invite you, Shanika. Are you going to come? Yeah, I'll come. Where's it going to be at? Like I said, I used to think that it was because it was a minstrel show. They really be digging them. I don't know. I don't have no explanation. All I know is it is that way. And it is what it is. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the boy Jerome. Yeah. Hey, Rome, we're having something over here at the tavern on Friday. You want to come? You want to come? Oh, yeah, man. You know what I mean? We stopped through with y'all. You know, like, what kind of thing is it? You know, do I need to bring something? Nah, Rome. Nah, just come on, man, you know. Bring you and your friends, your lady, whatever. Meanwhile, you in the background, uninvited. no reason to hate. You, that might not be your scene. But you asking yourself, well, how the hell is Rome and Nika, how? They the kind of black people that we be trying to hide from white people because we don't want them to stereotype all of us like them. Meanwhile, who they like? Rome and Nika, that's who they like. You the bougie one. They don't want you. They want that ratchet. Because they know how to have fun and shit. T. Gary Wright says, they use them as entertainment sometimes. I've seen it work out that way. But more oftentimes than not, because Rome and Nika are ratchet, but they're also intelligent and successful, they don't allow themselves to be used that way. Like, it don't be going down the way some of the racist whites think, you know, think that it's going to go down. Like, they ain't going to play me. Watch. And see, it's a different, thing when the ratchet are not that intelligent and they're broke. Yeah, they're going to get exploited. Those people are going to get exploited. The ones that's making good money and all of that. So it's a little harder to exploit them because they think financially all the time. Like, so they always thinking like, how can we monetize that? Which often puts them in a power position. They're not there just to, you know, just to dance and sing and buck dance. You know, they're not doing that. Yeah, I pronounced some words wrong, but I'm about this paper. So yeah, we going to such and such bar mitzvah. And we going to such and such little, you know, their little barbecue over out in the county and all of that kind of shit. But I ain't nobody's performer. They rolled up in the Benz, rolled up in the Maserati truck, rolled up. How do they afford this shit? And I've seen it to where, As ratchet as they are, they're not always talking about what they have. You see what they have, because they always rolling up in something fly. They always, you know, they just got it going on. But they ratchet. You got a degree, they got a degree. You got degrees, they got degrees. You got your own company, they have their own company. Or companies. Very industrious. Marketing schemes all day. They'll tell you in a minute. Shoot. You better learn how to do this, or you better learn how to do that. Shoot, I've been doing this for years. You wanna sell 5 links? You know, I don't do it as much as I used to, but I made a ton of cash on that. You want to be on my network? You want to be on my network for paparazzi? Here, jump in my pink Cadillac that I got from Mary, from selling Mary Kay. I've been selling Mary Kay since 87. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. August 1st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Kwamdeen Buhari, turning 53 years old today. And Lonnie Felder, turning 56 years old today. And Aniska Strachan, turning 29 years old today. And Corey Sparrow, turning 47 years old today. And Veronica Cash Vasquez, turning 31 years old today. And Danielle Kamen, happy birthday to you. And Latoti Lop, turning 45 years old today. And Kendra Lane, turning 38 years old today. And Veronica McCallum, turning 39 years old today. And Julianka Witherspoon, turning 51 years old today. Yolanda McDowell, turning 53 years old today. Shalonda Burton, happy birthday to you. My man Preach Thomas Sr., happy birthday to you, my brother. And Kwaja Matthews, turning 52 years old today. Gregory Young, turning 48 years old today. And last but not least, Angelica Peacock, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen. Ratchet, intelligent, and successful. The last thing means the most, successful. Because you can be successful in anything in your life that you set out to do. You know, you may not have the best job. You may not have the most money. You may not have the best love in your life. But if you're successful, you probably are close in all of those categories. You don't always have to be number one in anything that you do. But when it comes to judging people because of the way that they talk or the way that they carry themselves, you might be right sometimes, but if you really rely on that all the time, you're going to make some big mistakes. And the biggest mistake that you might make is messing up your chance to build an alignment. And to align yourself with somebody who could be good for you, who could be good with you, somebody who may add more color or spice or more fulfillment into your life. You know, you can't always read a book by judge a book by its cover. Sometimes you got to open it up, read a couple of passages. You know, a few chapters, and, you know, sometimes at least go to the back of the book and see how it ends. And it could tell you a few things. And at the end of the day, the First Amendment allows us freedom of speech. So that's basically saying we can say whatever we want to as long as it doesn't cause harm to others. And sometimes even if it does. So, I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Mism show. So y'all have a good night. Be safe and all of that. So for my blog talkers, we're going to get you on up out of here. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Will. Yes, we will. 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 Yes, we will. Will. And